Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Province City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
Happy New Year, and good evening, everyone, from Murdoch, Nebraska. Excited to get another calendar year of high school sports coverage underway tonight here on KTNC as we open our broadcast schedule for the year 2023. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are on the road taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. It's the normal protocol here, a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game coming up first. Good evening, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation. And Aaron Wisdom will be our producer engineer back at the KTNC studios. Well, the Sacred Heart Irish ladies come into tonight's ball game a record of 7-2 on the year, set to square off here with Elmwood Murdoch. This is a Lady Knights team that I had a chance to watch play back in December. In fact, the last game we did in 2022 was on December 20th when Elmwood Murdoch hosted the Fall City Lady Tigers. The Fall City girls got out of here with a win that night. The final was 38-33 due to some fairly decent defense by the Fall City girls. They held Elmwood Murdoch to just one player in double figures, Tatum Backemeyer, at 15 of the 33 points scored by Elmwood Murdoch in that contest. So it should be a good matchup here tonight in this first ball game of our doubleheader. I want to remind everyone that we also have high school basketball for you tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is on the air right about now. He's in Oregon, Missouri. The Southfold Knights are hosting the Mountain City Panthers. That is also a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game first. Again, John Nixon has the call for you on that one over in Oregon on Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this girls' varsity contest. First of all, for the homestanding Elmwood Murdoch Knights, they'll go with Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer is a 5'3 junior. Delaney Fromm. Fromm is a junior at 5'8. Jordan Vogler. Vogler, 5'8 and a junior. Ellen Zarut. Zarut is 5'6 and a senior. And Brooke Gowdy is a 5'8 freshman. Now, if you were listening carefully, only the tallest player on this floor is 5'8 for Elmwood Murdoch, so they don't have a lot of size inside. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish, coached by Coach Luke Sando. As we said, they are 7-2 on the season. He'll go with Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff, 5'8 and a senior. Delaney Witt, a senior at 5'4. Gentry Lechtenberg, a sophomore at 5'8. Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger is a 5'10 senior. And Macy Keller, 6 foot and a senior. Now, Wurtenberger and Keller at 5'10 and 6 foot for the decided height advantage over anybody that's on the floor for Elmwood Murdoch. So it'll be fun to see what the inside game looks like tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish. And again, the Irish at 7-2. You'll notice missing from that starting lineup is McKinley Scholl, a 5'8 junior. McKinley still out with an injury. She hopes to be back on the floor within the next couple of weeks, but she's not available yet tonight and most likely will not be playing next week in the Mudecas tournament. Speaking of the Mudecas tournament, the brackets came out today. We haven't yet figured out our broadcast schedule, but we can tell you that the Sacred Heart Irish girls will open play Monday at 3:30 in the City Auditorium when they will face Diller Odell, and the Sacred Heart boys will play on Tuesday at 3:30. They will go against Palmyra, so those will be the opening games in the Mudecas tournament next week for the Sacred Heart teams. Having an extended introduction of starting lineups here, they've got a little girls basketball group that's apparently going to play at halftime. And not only are they introducing the varsity starters, but they have introduced all of the little girls that are going to be playing. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Murdoch, Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch High School, girls varsity basketball, the Sacred Heart High Race, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Stepping into the center circle, Gentry Lichtenberg to jump it up for the Irish. Jordan Vogler in there for the Knights. Here's the opening tip, and it'll be controlled by the Irish. The ball comes up to the backcourt, grabbed up there in backcourt by Delaney Witt. Across the timeline, Witt on the dribble, works to the left elbow. Pass underneath. Shot is up. Wurtenberger off the rim, rolls around, won't go down. Tipped around. Wurtenberger with her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Jessica Wurtenberger. And the Irish jump out 2-0 early here in the ballgame. Backemeyer with the basketball, driving on the baseline, right side, tries a layup, partially blocked away by Witt, rebound brought down by Wurtenberger, Wurtenberger across the timeline, into the corner, Delaney Witt, right side on the three-point arc, up to the top of the key, Witt for a long three from the top of the key, up and off, no good, the rebound brought down by Lichtenberg, outlet pass, Wurtenberger goes in for the driving layup, rebound, Macy Keller, Keller clears it back up top, again to Lichtenberg, she works the right side of the lane, driving, shot is up, blocked away, coming down with the rebound. Lichtenberg gives it up now to the right wing to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff dribbles into the right side of the lane, reverses, comes to the top of the key with a basketball. Olivia Eichhoff almost has it dribbled away, working against the man-to-man defense. Now finally a blocking foul, reach-in foul is going to be called, and it'll be assessed against Ella Zarut. Zarut is called for the personal on Ella, her first team foul number one on Elmwood Murdoch. 2-0, Irish on top. We played a minute here, 6:58 to go first quarter. Inbound pass comes into Lichtenberg. Hands to Eichhoff in the paint. Kicks into the corner. Wurtenberger driving baseline right side under the basket. She's double-teamed. Has the ball tipped away. Keller had it for a minute. Now it's going to be grabbed up and stolen away by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy with the outlet pass to Lainey Fromm. Fromm into four-court. She'll travel with the basketball. Lainey Fromm drugged that pivot foot at the top of the key. An unforced turnover. Irish get the basketball back. 6 minutes, 40 seconds to play, first quarter here at Murdoch. It's 2-0. Sacred Hearts girls out with the early lead. Wurtenberger, the inbound pass, tosses into Olivia Eichhoff against full court pressure. Wurtenberger brings the ball up the court, guarded by Lainey Fromm. Gets it across the timeline. Jessica takes it to the right wing and to the Lainey Witt. Across court pass finds Olivia Eichhoff on the left elbow. Eichhoff gets a pick set by Keller. Eichhoff comes to Keller at the top of the key. Macy Keller feeds the right side. Wurtenberger with the basketball. Jessica Wurtenberger. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights. Now Wurtenberger with a three at the top of the key that's been off no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Backemeyer. Backemeyer with a down-court pass finds Vogler on the right side. Around to the left wing it comes Zarut. Zarut tries to drive on Wurtenberger, can't get to the baseline. Clears it back to the top of the key to Vogler. On the left wing, this is Zarut with the basketball. Vogler with a long three. It's up and good. She went down. That's Backemeyer, rather. Backemeyer hits the three from the top of the circle, and it's 3-2. Elmwood Murdoch with their first lead of the ballgame. 5:43 to play here in the first quarter. Wurtenberger into forecourt. They run a little weave. Here's Eichhoff with a pass underneath them. Keller and Keller up off the glass and good. Macy Keller with the basket. Give Eichhoff the assist on it. 4-3. Irish back up by one. 5:27 to play here in the first quarter. the corner. Her pass comes up to the top of the key, stolen away by Eichhoff. Eichhoff, breakaway, layup off the glass. She missed it. An uncontested layup wouldn't go, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Knights. No, they're going to say she stepped on the sideline with the ball. It'll stay with the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff wishes she had that one back. An uncontested lay-in just would not drop for her. Eichhoff will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline under the basket. Inbound pass comes into Macy Keller. They give it up top now to Delaney Witt. 5:12 to go in the first quarter. 4-3. Lady Irish up by one. Delaney Witt hands it to Eichhoff. Eichhoff with a left-handed dribble between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Penetrates inside the paint. Feeds underneath to Macy Keller. Keller goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul. And we'll have a foul called on Jordan Vogler. On Vogler, her first team foul number two on Elwood Murdoch. And Macy Keller will be at the line. Keller, a 6-foot senior, has 2 points so far tonight. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Shooting two, Macy Keller. First shot is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Doesn't go. She'll have another attempt coming. 4:59 to play here in the first quarter, 4-3. Lady Irish up by one. Macy Keller at the free throw line. Her second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up and it is off of there. No good, rimmed around. A battle for the rebound, tipped away out of bounds off of Wurtenberger, and it'll go over to the Lady Knights. Elwood Murdoch with the basketball. Lainey Fromm will bring it up the court. Fromm, the point guard, sits at the top of the key, picked up by Olivia Eichhoff in the man-to-man defense. Fromm picked up her dribble, needs help to Backemeyer. Backemeyer for a long three off the rim, no. Wurtenberger battles for the rebound. Macy Keller comes out with the basketball. Outlet pass to Wurtenberger, across court, Olivia Eichhoff. Down court quickly come the Irish. Now Eichhoff backs it out, she'll set the offense. Coming up to chase her, there's Ella Zurich. Zero, right in the back pocket. Lob pass underneath to Keller into the basket. Keller lost the ball. It got away out of bounds. They tried the lob pass underneath. Keller couldn't handle it. It got away from her out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and the ball goes back to the Knights. Brooklyn Manns checks into the ballgame for the first time. She replaces Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer was the leading scorer 2 weeks ago against Fall City. She put in 15 of their 33 points against the Tigers. Down court comes Lainey Fromm on the dribble. Gets a pick set by Vogler. Fromm jump shot from the left wing. Nothing good. Lainey Fromm with a 12-foot jumper from the left wing. Makes it 5-4. The lead is back to Elwood Murdoch. Knights up by one. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Olivia Eichhoff almost has the ball dribbled away from her. Pressuring defense by Ella Zurich. Now they give to Delaney Witt. Witt on the dribble. Takes it into the corner. Looks for Wurtenberger underneath. Can't get it to her. Comes up top to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg in the paint. Ball tipped away from her. She got the ball back and clears it out to Olivia Eichhoff. Pressuring man-to-man defense. Eichhoff driving layup. Got blocked out of bounds. No foul. They say the ball was blocked out of bounds as Eichhoff tried to go for the layup. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. They'll trigger it in baseline, right side under their own basket. Eichhoff into Gentry. Lechtenberg at the free throw line. Lechtenberg hands to Eichhoff. She gets a pick, bounce pass to the corner. Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger dribbles around Eichhoff, works inside the paint, tries to back in on the defender, has to come back to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg off to Witt on the left wing. This is Delaney Witt with the dribble. She comes all the way to the top of the free throw circle on the weave, hands the ball to Eichhoff, coming from right to left. Eichhoff into the paint, open look, Wurtenberger from the right side. 3-second violation. Boy, you don't see many of those anymore. A 3-second call on the Irish. The turnover goes back over once again to Elwood Murdoch. Clock shows 3:21 to play in the first quarter here at Murdoch, 5-4. The Knights with the lead, up by one. Elwood Murdoch's Tatum Backemeyer on the right side, guarded by Witt. Across court pass, oh, they tried to throw it over, the ball was stolen away with the steal. Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger from driving lane and up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger has 4 points, and the Irish are back up by 1-6-5 with 2:59 to play here in the first quarter. Knights basketball. This is Backemeyer to the free throw line. Comes into Vogler. Vogler tries to dribble, drive in, couldn't get it. Macy Keller blocked the shot, then tipped the ball up and got it off to her teammate, Lechtenberg. Down court it comes to Eichhoff. Eichhoff on the right side of the free throw line, now backs it back up to the top of the key. Right wing, Delaney Witt handles the basketball. 2:34 to play in the first quarter. 6-5, Lady Irish up 5-1. Gentry Lechtenberg on the move toward the basket, can't get in there. Flips it down to Eichhoff again in the corner. A pressuring man-to-man defense. Shot at by Eichhoff, up and good. Olivia Eichhoff with her first 2 points of the ball game, and the Lady Irish 5-3 now, 8-5 with 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. With the basketball is Brooke Gowdy. Lob pass to the left side, Vogler. Jordan Vogler, nowhere to go. Picked up by Witt. Vogler bounced pass to the right side on the baseline. Moving in, the ball got away out of bounds. Tipped away by the Irish. Brooke Gowdy tried to drive toward the hoop. The Irish tipped the ball away. Substitutes into the game now. Justison, Maddie Justison into the lineup. Also in for the first time tonight. We picked up another sub here. We'll get her in a minute for you. Zirat is back into the ball game. On the right side, this is Laney Fromm. There's a push foul. It's going to be called on the Irish over on the far side on the right side of the lane. Foul is going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg. On Lechtenberg, her first foul. Team foul number one on the Irish. A minute 57 to play first period. 8-5. Sacred Heart up by three. This is Laney Fromm with the basketball. Fromm guarded by Eichhoff. Right side, Backemeyer. Backemeyer finds Vogler at the top of the key. They work the outside perimeter. Zirat again goes to Vogler with it. This is Justison to the left elbow. Good defense there by Eichhoff, not giving up anything. To the left wing, Fromm with the ball. Fromm dribbles into the corner, baseline left side of the basket. Now a push foul underneath. Foul is going to be called on the Irish. Somebody down there away from the ball. Foul is going to be on Lechtenberg. On Gentry, that's her second personal. And team foul number two on the Irish. Lechtenberg will come out of the ballgame. Delaney Witt checks back into the contest. Dacey Witt in the ballgame. The freshman at 5'4 on the floor now for the Irish also. With the ball on the left wing, Zirat, Ella Zirat, hands up to Laney Fromm. Fromm guarded by Eichhoff. Backemeyer wanted to go up with a shot. Witt's there with her. There's a shot blocked away nicely by Macy Keller. Grabbed up. Down court comes Wurtenberger with the ball. 8-5. Irish up by three with a minute 5 to go in the first quarter. Dacey Witt on the dribble. Hands to Delaney Witt. Oh, they were looking underneath, trying to get it into Keller. Ball tipped away. Grabbed up, though, and getting the basketball back is Eichhoff. She spins in. Jump shot. Eichhoff off the top of the rim. Couldn't get it to fall. Sat there for the longest time and wouldn't go down. 8-5, Irish by 3, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Into four quarters, Laney Fromm on the dribble. Backemeyer for 3 from the left corner, off the rim, no, tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 38 seconds to play in the period. The Irish up, 8-5. A host of substitutions in. Annie Backemeyer in for the first time tonight. Also, Brooklyn Mann's back onto the court, as is Ella Zira. Three subs in off the bench at the buzzer. 35 seconds to play. Irish with a 3-point lead. Coach Luke Sano indicating he wants to play for one shot to finish the period here. Down to 25 seconds to go. Just holding the ball is Dacey Witt, the freshman out here on the right wing. The Knights are not going to come out and chase her. They're going to let the clock wind down to 15 seconds. Now Eichhoff handles the basketball. We're down to 12 seconds. Again, it's 8-5, 10 seconds. Now they'll go with it. Eichhoff to the left side. The pressure's coming out after her. Dacey Witt into the corner. Delaney Witt feeds it into Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, turnaround shot at the buzzer. Rebound put up by Keller. Won't go. After one quarter, the Lady Irish are up by 3. 8-5 our score. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Murdoch, ready to move into second quarter action. Your Sacred Heart Lady Irish leading the Lady Knights 8-5, a 3-point lead after the first 8 minutes. Set to move into the second stanza. I'm Randy Gatula describing the action for you tonight here at Murdoch. Aaron Wisdom is our producer engineer back at the KTNC studios on Stone Street in Falls City. Near the bottom of the hour, this is KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1 in Falls City, Nebraska. Inbound the pass to Laney Fromm. Fromm to the right wing, goes to Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer, bounce pass, finds Vogler at the free throw line. To the left wing, open look there for Fromm, doesn't want to take it. They go inside, Fromm on the corner, penetrates into the paint, throws a shot up that's off the back of the rim, and there for the rebound is a freshman, Daisy Witt. Witt's going to bring the basketball down court herself in traffic. Daisy Witt to the left elbow, hands to Delaney Witt. Delaney had an open look three, decided not to take it. Setting the pick is Wurtenberger. Backemeyer ran right through the pick, no whistle. Pass underneath to Wurtenberger, shot is up and off, no good, under the basket, the rebound pulled down by Zurich. Zurich with the outlet pass to Laney Fromm. Fromm down court in a hurry now, lobs it inside traffic in the paint. Here's a shot by Backemeyer from the right wing for three, up and good. Tatum Backemeyer has 6 points. As I said, she had 15 against Fall City a couple of weeks ago. We're tied at 8 with 7:02 to play in the second quarter. Down court comes Eichhoff with the basketball into the corner. Delaney Witt, right side of the basket. Witt puts a three up from the top of the key that's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot. Put up, whistle, and a foul. Eichhoff got the rebound, tried for the putback, and she was fouled. We'll have Olivia Eichhoff at the line. The foul is going to be called on Ella Zurich. On Zurich, that is her second personal, team foul number 3 on the Knights. At the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff shooting 2 shots. She has 2 points so far tonight on a field goal. First free throw is up, no good, off the back of the rim. The Irish are 0-for-3 from the charity stripe so far in the ballgame. Brooklyn Manns, a freshman, 5'6", back on the floor now for Elwood Murdoch. Olivia Eichhoff, the 5'8 senior, ready for her second free throw attempt. Eichhoff takes aim, the shot is up, this one is off the rim. Rebound, Wurtenberger, follow shot, couldn't get it off. Jessica had a point-blank range shot under there and couldn't get it to fall. Then we had a whistle and a battle for the rebound under there, and the foul is going to be called on the Irish on Macy Keller. Macy's first personal, team foul number 3 on the Irish. 6:45 to play in the first half. We're all tied up at 8 apiece. On the dribble is Laney Fromm. She works it across the timeline. Eichhoff picks her up defensively. Fromm backs it back between the rings on the circle. Almost walked with the basketball. Lob pass into traffic in the paint. Moving toward the hoop. Here's a shot. Backemeyer up and off. No good. Keller had the rebound and had it taken away from her by Vogler. Looked like Macy Keller was pulling that one down. Vogler somehow slapped it away and made the steal. Outlet pass comes back to Laney Fromm. Now Backemeyer has it get away from her. She grabs up the loose ball on the right elbow. Back between the rings to the top of the key goes Laney Fromm, driving in. Big collision. Fromm kicks it into the corner to Gowdy. Gowdy can't get a look. She's double-teamed. Now a whistle and a timeout's going to be taken by Elwood Murdoch. 6:02 to play in the first half. We're all tied up at 8. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, is operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Elwood Murdoch High School here in Murdoch, Nebraska. 6:02 to play in the first half of our girls' varsity contest. The score all tied at 8 apiece. The Irish girls led 8-5 after one period. But right now we're all tied up. And, of course, this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader. The boys' varsity game coming up right after this one. Ready to get back to live action here with 6:02 to go in the first half. The basketball will belong to the Knights. Elwood Murdoch will have it. They'll play it in on the near side in forecourt right in front of our broadcast table. We're seated on the stage here on the west side of the gym. Inbound the pass comes into Tatum Backemeyer on the right elbow. Now it comes to the top of the key to Vogler. She lost her dribble left wing. Comes over to Laney Fromm with the ball. There's Backemeyer. She'll launch that one. Shot is up off the rim. Keller battles for the rebound, but it's taken away from underneath by Vogler. Vogler feeds it out to Laney Fromm, again to Backemeyer. Backemeyer has hit a couple of threes already. You don't want to give her an open look. Dacey with the freshman covering Backemeyer, doing a pretty good job of staying in her face. Now they give it to Maddie Justison. Justison feeds Laney Fromm from the corner. Three is off the rim. No. Rebound. Backemeyer saves from going out of bounds. Now it went up into the stands. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Irish get the ball back with 5:21 to play here in the first half, all tied up at 8 apiece. Delaney Witt inbounds to Olivia Eichhoff. She'll bring the ball up the court unmolested. No pressure at all this time. Across the timeline to the left wing. Delaney Witt gets the pass, dribbles, does a little pirouette, reverse spin move, top of the key, brings it back up to Macy Keller. In traffic, Wurtenberger takes it to the hoop. Shot is up and got it. Jessica Wurtenberger has 6 points. Made a nice move to the basket. You got to feel like because of the height advantage, here's a drive on the left side by Vogler and whistling a foul. You got to feel like because of the height advantage that Wurtenberger and Keller should be able to do quite a bit of damage underneath when they can get the ball into them. The foul is going to be on Macy Keller. That's Macy's second personal, team foul number four. So Keller will come out of the game with two personals in to replace her, Avery Sando. 5'5 freshman into the ballgame now. Sando on the floor. So Sacred Heart with two freshmen on the floor. Sando and D.C. Witt are out there. Now substitutes in. Here's Brooke Gowdy, also a freshman, checks in for the night. So we've got some young ball players on the court in this varsity contest. 10-8. Irish up by 2. 4:53 to play in the first half. With the basketball at the top of the circle is Vogler to the left wing. Finds Manns, back around the horn. Moving in is Vogler. She's in traffic. Beats to the corner. Backemeyer shot for two, up and good. Tatum Backemeyer now with 8 points in the ballgame, and we're tied up at 10. Backemeyer has been their offensive machine here in the last couple of games we've watched them play. Top of the circle, holding the ball is Wurtenberger. Hands to Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt takes a couple of dribbles. She's pressured out here by Brooklyn Manns. Gives it to Sando. Sando got trapped for a minute. Did a good job of getting rid of the ball to Delaney Witt. Pick set by Wurtenberger. Pick and roll. Quite a collision as Backemeyer tried to fight her way through that pick. Now we got a whistle and a foul on the baseline. And the foul is going to go, I think, on Vogler. Jordan Vogler picks up her second personal, team foul number four. At the free throw line for the Irish will be Delaney Witt. Delaney's first trip to the line. The Irish are 0-4 so far from the charity stripe. This one is up and good. Delaney Witt with her first point of the evening. Makes it 11-10. The Irish back up by one. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to play in the first half here at Murdoch. Delaney Witt ready for her second free throw attempt. She takes aim, shot is up, it's good. Nothing but net on that one, got them both. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:09 to go in the first half. It's 12-10, Lady Irish up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gazzula back with you here at Murdoch. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to play in the first half. The Irish are up by 2, 12-10. When play is resumed, the Lady Knights of Elmwood Murdoch will have the basketball. Brooke Gowdy will inbound it, tosses the ball into Brooklyn Manns, and Manns brings it into forecourt to set up the offense. To the left wing, the pass goes to Ella Zira. Inside the paint, they feed it into Laney Fromm. Fromm thought about the shot from the free throw line, thinks better of the idea, and instead kicks it to the right wing. Back top, it comes to Fromm. Here's a three on the way from the left wing that's off the rim. The ball is tipped around. In there battling for the rebound was Avery Sandwin, I believe. The foul is going to go on Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer came over Avery Sando's back going after the ball, knocked Sando down, and Backemeyer picks up her first personal, team foul number five on the Lady Knights. 12-10, Lady Irish up by two, 3 minutes, 42 seconds to play in the first half. Delaney Witt into forecourt to Olivia Eichhoff. Oh, Santa with a nice pass lobs it into Wurtenberger. The ball slapped away from Wurtenberger and then stolen. The other direction, Fleischman down court with a basketball. Laney Fromm. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Irish. See who they put this one on. Foul is going to be on Daisy Witt. On Witt, her first. Team foul number 5 on the Lady Irish. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. It's 12-10. Sacred Heart up by 2. Inbounding the pass on the side is Gowdy. Gowdy tosses into Brooklyn Manns to the left wing. Back to Zira. Now Manns in traffic. Oh, underneath the Gowdy. Gowdy goes up with a shot off the glass and good. Brooke Gowdy with her first 2 points of the ball game. We're tied at 12. 3 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the first half. Delaney Witt, lob pass to Sando in the corner. Avery Sando, double team trap, did a good job of getting rid of the basketball. Back up top it comes. Into the corner right side, Daisy Witt with the ball. Bounce pass to Delaney Witt. They want to try and go inside to Wurtenberger. Here's a shot by Daisy Witt for 3, off, no good, and the rebound to Backemeyer. Backemeyer, outlet pass to Fromm. Finds Backemeyer. She wanted to put it up. Sando's there in her face, wouldn't let her shoot it. At the top of the circle, this is Zirat with the basketball. Ella Zirat, left wing, Brooklyn Manns, in traffic. Now Zirat will launch the long three. She got it. Hitting the three from the top of the key was Ella Zirat, and it's 15-12, a three-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to play first half. Delaney Witt goes to the left side. Irish having a dickens of a time trying to work the ball underneath to the big girls. They've got a height advantage. They just can't get it in there. There's a jump shot off the back of the rim that does not go down for Eichhoff, and the rebound pulled down by the Knights. Into forecourt in a hurry. With the ball is Fromm. Left wing, Zira. And again, a three from the left elbow off the rim. No good. Tipped around. Sando with the rebound. Avery Sando in traffic. Dribbles between defenders. Gets rid of it up to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff across the timeline. A minute 45 to go here in the first half. 15-12. Lady Irish down by 3. Eichhoff. Delaney Witt for 3 from the right side. It's off the rim. Eichhoff with the rebound. Follow shot. No shot. They're going to say a foul on the floor before Olivia could put the shot up. She clearly got the rebound and then got hacked. Tatum Backemeyer just picked up her second personal. On Backemeyer, that's 2. She has 8 of the 15 points here for Elmwood Murdoch. Irish to trigger it in baseline under their own basket. Eichhoff tosses it into Sando. Sando comes up top to the left wing. Back to Sando in the corner. She's double-teamed down there. Finds Delaney Witt inside. Eichhoff backs in. Laying up. Couldn't get it. A whistle. Foul will put Olivia Eichhoff at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. See who this foul is on. The foul is going to be called on Ella Zirat. That's her 3rd personal. A minute 26 to go in the first half. 15-12. Elmwood Murdoch up by 3. Olivia Eichhoff shooting 2 shots for the Irish. The first free throw is up. Got it. Olivia Eichhoff is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has 3 points. Back into the ballgame, Brooklyn Manns, the 5'6 freshman in for the Lady Knights. Eichhoff will try and pull the Irish within 1 as she launches her 2nd free throw. It's on the way. The shot is up. This one is off the back of the iron. Does not go down. The rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Knights in the forecourt. With the dribble is Laney Fromm. Across court pass finds Manns. Laney Fromm wanted to take it. Goes to Vogler in the paint. Manns top of the key. Long 3. Brooklyn Manns hits the 3. That's 4 3-pointers here in the first half for Elmwood Murdoch. And it's 18-13. A 5-point lead. Biggest lead of the ballgame for either team. 18-13. Elmwood Murdoch up 5-5. D.C. Witt into the corner. Comes to Delaney Witt. Underneath the pass to Wurtenberger, off the glass, up and good. Olivia Eichhoff with the assist. Jessica Wurtenberger's got 8 points. If they can get the ball inside, Wurtenberger has enough of a height advantage. There's not a lot the Knights can do about it. Backemeyer for 3, got it. For Tatum Backemeyer, her 3rd 3-pointer, she's got 11, and it's 21-15. The lead is 6 now for Elmwood Murdoch with 25 seconds to play in this first half. Delaney Witt holds it out on the right wing. The Irish letting the clock wind down just as they did at the end of the first quarter, wanting to play for the final shot. 14 seconds. Eichhoff holds the ball. At 10 seconds, here we go. Eichhoff moves to the right side. They'll run the offense into Wurtenberger. She moves to the hoop. Shot is up. No, couldn't get it. Knights are leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Our halftime score, Elwood Murdoch 21 and Sacred Heart 15. We'll take a two-minute timeout, then we'll be back with a halftime look at our scoring recap. After this two-minute break, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Murdoch, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish are trailing the Elwood Murdoch Knights. Our halftime score, Elwood Murdoch 21 and Sacred Heart 15. Let's look at the individual scoring. The Lady Knights are led by Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer had three threes and a deuce. She leads with 11 points, the only player in double figures. 3 points for Brooklyn Manns. Ella Zirat also has three. Lainey Fromm with two and Brooke Gowdy with two for their total of 21. From the free throw line, the Elwood Murdoch Knights did not shoot a free throw in the first half of the ballgame. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led by Jessica Wurtenberger. She has 8 points. 3 points for Olivia Eichhoff, adding two each were Delaney Witt and Macy Keller for their total of 15. And from the free throw line, the Irish went 3 out of 8 at the charity stripe. 21-15, that's our halftime score. The Elwood Murdoch Knights leading the Sacred Heart Lady Irish. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' varsity game coming up as the second half of our basketball doubleheader tonight. That'll be a little bit later this evening. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break and send it back to Aaron Wisdom at our studios. He'll give you 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by a local weather update. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back in about 5 with third quarter action. So that's what we've got going on here at Murdoch. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or West of Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your classic hit station, KTMC in Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. We'll see temperatures in the low to mid-20s with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high temperature in the upper 30s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low temperature near 20 and northwesterly winds at 10 to 20. Thursday, sunshine with a high around 38 degrees and northwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine, 45 for the high temperature with southeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, sunshine with a high temperature of 34 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high temperature of 39. Monday, sunny skies with a high around 45. And for Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 31.
Hi, I am Mary Kitch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beale and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Murdoch, our halftime score. The Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish 21-15. The success that the Irish have had offensively have come, for the most part, inside with Macy Keller and Jessica Wurtenberger. As we mentioned at the outside of the broadcast, Keller at 6 foot, Wurtenberger at 5'10". The tallest player on the floor for Elmwood Murdoch is 5'8", and they've got a lot of 5'3 and 5'5s out there. So it's just a matter of getting the ball underneath the basket, because it appears that Wurtenberger can pretty much score at will under there if they can just get the ball into her. Now, they've been running a pressuring man-to-man defense against the Lady Irish, and honestly, it's given the guards fits out here trying to work the ball underneath. But that's where the success can be had, without a doubt, if they can just move it underneath the basket. Don't forget the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. girl-boy doubleheader over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. John Nixon is in Oregon, Missouri. The Mountain City Panthers are visiting with the South Hold Knights. That game live, those games live on Sunny tonight, 101.3. As we approach the top of the hour, before we move into third quarter action, we'll remind you once again that this is KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1 in Falls City, Nebraska. Ready for third quarter action will be the Irish basketball. The inbound pass comes into Delaney Witt. Back to Olivia Eichhoff, right wing. Across court pass, Wurtenberger grabbing baseline. Jump shot, Wurtenberger up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger in double figures. She has 10, and the lead is cut down to 4 now, 21-17. Very quickly, the Irish went down and scored. Macy Keller back in the ballgame. She sat a lot of that second quarter with two personal fouls. So the big girl in underneath now inside. At the top of the key is Zirat with the ball. Into the corner, baseline right side. Gowdy tries to drive. She stepped on the sideline. Good job by Macy Keller. Keller took away the baseline and forced Brooke Gowdy to dribble the ball out of bounds. Full court pressure now from Elwyn Murdoch to start this third quarter. Olivia Eichhoff gives it back up to Wurtenberger. She brings it up court. Back it comes to Eichhoff. They break the press into forecourt. Delaney Witt. Witt looked under the basket, had Lechtenberg there for a moment. Inside, Eichhoff moves to the hoop, goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and Olivia Eichhoff will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Lainey Fromm. On Fromm, her first personal. Team foul number one of the half on Elwood Murdoch. Olivia Eichhoff has 3 points. She is one out of four from the free throw line tonight. Here shooting two shots. First shot is on the way. It's good. Olivia Eichhoff right down the middle of the barrel on that one. She now has 4 points, and she's 2 of 5 from the line. She'll have a second free throw coming here. The lead is down to 3 now, 21-18. Eichhoff, second shot is up. It's good. Also got them both. Irish come out and score the first 4 points of the third quarter. They've cut that 6-point deficit down to just 2 now at 21-19, and we haven't even played a minute of the third period. Gowdy in the paint. There's a long three from the right side, up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg dribbles out of trouble herself, breaks the press down court to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger on the left wing, holds the ball above her head, has it knocked out of her hand by Gowdy, got it back and hands it up to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt now, guarded by Backemeyer. Tatum Backemeyer chases after Witt. Bounce pass to the right side, finds Wurtenberger. Lob pass underneath, looking for Eichhoff. The ball tipped away from Eichhoff. Touch left in the corner by Ella Zirat. It'll save with the Irish. 6:35 to play third quarter, 21-19. Sacred Heart trailed by 6 at halftime. They're back within 2 right now. Inbound the pass to Delaney Witt on the right wing. Witt holds the ball above her head, now dribbles between the rings, back to the top of the circle. Tatum Backemeyer comes out and gives chase. Witt goes to the left wing, gives it to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg on the dribble, feeds it into the corner, Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, they've got Delaney Witt all alone. Wild pass underneath. There's Macy Keller off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound, try for photo shot. Whistle on a foul, and we'll have Macy Keller at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. It's obvious that the Irish know they need to get the ball underneath. The foul is going to be called on Brooke Gowdy, her first personal, team foul number 2. Macy Keller is 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. The first of 2. The shot is on the way. It's good. Macy Keller now with 3 points in the ballgame. And it's a 1-point contest. The Irish were down by 6 at halftime. They have scored the first 5 points of this third quarter. Let's see if Macy Keller can tie it up here. Her second free throw. The shot is on the way. It's up, and it is in and out, and the rebound is brought down by Elwood Murdoch. Then a whistle and a foul. Irish fans aren't going to like this. The foul is going to be called on Jessica Wurtenberger, her first. Jessica got knocked to the floor and was called for the personal. 21-20. Irish are back within 1. Elwood Murdoch with the basketball in the corner. Gowdy handles it up top. Pass goes to Zurich. Around to Backemeyer. You got to watch her. They didn't let Backemeyer get the shot. Moving inside the paint. Backemeyer, right side of the lane. Guarded by Delaney Witt. On the baseline, underneath. Open look for 3, left wing. Off, no good. Rebound, Wurtenberger pulls it down. Wurtenberger with a defensive rebound. Brings it all up court herself. Irish with a chance to take the lead with a 2 here. They trail 21-20, 5:38 to go. Underneath it goes into Keller. They try to tie her up. Up to Lechtenberg in the paint. Lechtenberg, spin move. Shot is up. Lechtenberg, follow shot up and good. She got her own rebound and put it back. Jeffrey Lechtenberg with her first 2 points. of the ball game, and it's 22-21. Irish up by one. Timeout taken. Elwood Murdoch by 22 to play third period. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Lady Irish trailed by six at halftime, 21-15. They have opened the third quarter with a 7-0 run to take the lead and go up by one now. Our score, 22-21, Sacred Heart on top. So a good start to this third period for the Lady Irish. Gentry Lechtenberg had a field goal. Jessica Wurtenberger with a field goal. Olivia Eichner, Mickey Keller hit a free throw, and that 7-0 run has put the Irish back on top. 5:22 to go in the third quarter. 22-21, Irish with a one-point lead. Elwood Murdoch coming out of the timeout will have the basketball. They inbound it to Laney Fromm. Man-to-man defense by Sacred Heart. Fromm guarded by Olivia Eichhoff. A cross-court pass goes to Vogler with the ball. Looking for Backemeyer coming around the corner. Top of the key. They give it up to Zurich. Zurich beats the right wing to Laney Fromm. And there's a push foul on the baseline underneath as they tried to flip the pass on the baseline. This foul is going to be called on Delaney Witt. On Delaney, that's her first personal. Team foul number two on the Irish. They'll inbound at baseline under their own basket. Zero inbounds the pass to Vogler to the top of the circle. Laney Fromm. Fromm on the dribble. Chasing her is Eichhoff. Eichhoff knocks it away from Fromm. It goes out of bounds off of Fromm. Olivia Eichhoff with some great defense there. Got Fromm to turn it over, and the Irish get the ball back with a one-point lead. Backemeyer checks back into the lineup now, replacing Maddie Justison. Backemeyer is the heart of their offense here. She had 11 in that first half. Another substitute back onto the floor comes Brooke Gowdy, a freshman who started the game. 22-21, Irish by one, 4:54 to play, third quarter, Sacred Hearts basketball. Here comes Olivia Eichhoff to set the offense. On the attack on the right side is Wurtenberger. She gets a pick by Macy Keller. Wurtenberger works to the baseline, under the basket, to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg works around, spin move in the paint. Out to Wurtenberger on the right side. Wurtenberger got a pick. Across court pass to Laney Witt. Long pass inside. Macy Keller up top. Wurtenberger for three. No, off the rim. Doesn't get it. Ball goes to the floor. The rebound is going to be picked up by Gowdy. Gowdy to Backemeyer. Watch out for Backemeyer. She hits him from there. Across court pass. Thinking about it was Fromm. Doesn't take the three. Now Fromm's got another open look. Doesn't want to take it. Into the corner left side. Holding the ball deep is Vogler. Vogler penetrates in the paint. Backemeyer for three. Look out. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Keller. Keller came down with it. Then the ball is taken away. Falling to the floor. Oh, another foul on Macy Keller. That is her third personal. Team foul number three. So Macy Keller, they need the big size underneath, will come out of the ballgame. In a replacer is Daisy Witt, a 5'4 freshman. You trade 6-foot senior for 5'4 freshman there. That's going to have a be a little difference on the boards. Inbound the pass. It's loose. Grabbed up on the right wing. The ball grabbed by Vogler. Vogler hands it up to Backemeyer on the left side. Fromm. Back to Backemeyer. Backemeyer right side of the free throw lane. Spin move. She's double teamed. Now has to hand the ball to Gowdy. Gowdy can go nowhere. Top of the key. There's a three on the way that's off the rim. No. Rebound Irish. Wurtenberger's got the basketball. Jessica Wurtenberger, down court pass. Eichhoff for a long two from the left side. It wouldn't go. A battle for the rebound. It went out of bounds, I think. Touch lost by Lechtenberg. And the ball's going to belong to Elwood Murdoch. Ella Zurich back into the lineup. I'll tell you, Coach Paul Dwyer substitutes so frequently. Seems that every play stoppage, we've got two or three players in there. He's rotating nine girls. They all play about equal time here. I think Backemeyer's in there most of the time, but the rest of them are rotating constantly. A layup that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Jordan Vogler. Wilbur with the first 2 points of the half now for Elwood Murdoch, and the lead goes back to the Lady Knights at 23-22. So after a 7-0 run by the Irish to take the lead, that's the first points. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. Nice job on the baseline by Olivia Eichhoff as she lays it in. Olivia now with 7 points for the Lady Irish. Backemeyer, big collision. Stepping in front of Backemeyer was Gentry Lechtenberg. Backemeyer just ran over, and Lechtenberg is going to get called for her third personal foul. That'll bring Avery Sando, a freshman, off the bench into the ballgame. Lechtenberg will come out and take a breather with three personals. 2:57 to go, third quarter, 24-23, Elwood Murdoch by one. Lob pass into Vogler. Vogler bounce pass. Backemeyer stolen away by Eichhoff. Eichhoff on the dribble in backcourt, gets it across the timeline. Eichhoff, top of the key, lob pass. Oh, she was looking for Rutenberger. The pass was too tall, but there was a push. Foul's going to be called on the Knights. Foul is going to be on. Foul is going to be on Lainey Fromm. On Fromm, her second personal, team foul number three. Sacred Hearts basketball. Delaney Witt to inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline right side under her own backboard. Gets it into the corner. Eichhoff. Lob pass to Rutenberger into the basket. Back to Eichhoff. There's Delaney Witt for three from the corner. No. And the rebound is pulled down on the other side by Zira. Zira down court on the dribble. Being harassed all the way down here by Dacey Witt. Backemeyer left wing. Delaney Witt on Backemeyer. Backemeyer a little floater off the rim. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and also good. Bit of whistle and a foul on the Irish. Pulling down the rebound under there was Jordan Vogler, and Jordan got fouled in the battle for the rebound underneath. The foul is going to be on Jessica Wurtenberger. On Wurtenberger, her second personal, team foul number five on the Lady Irish. At the free throw line, Jordan Vogler shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Vogler now has 3 points. In fact, she has all three of Elwood Murdoch's third quarter points here. All tied at 24 apiece. Jordan Vogler with a second free throw coming up here. Vogler, second attempt is on the way. It's up and off, no good, with the rebound to Elwood Murdoch. They kick it out into the corner, give it out to Lainey Fromm. She'll set the offense. Fromm, baseline left side to Gowdy. Gowdy cuts through the paint, hands it up to Fromm once again. Backemeyer right side, skip pass all the way across court to the left side to Zerrett. Zerrett holds the ball. There's Backemeyer. She's dangerous, a freshman, Avery Sando. Covering Backemeyer, here's a ball on the baseline that's tipped away, touched last by Elwood Murdoch. Lady Irish get the ball back with a minute 56 to go in the third quarter. We're all tied at 24 apiece. Irish were at a 6-point deficit at halftime. They trailed 21-15, and now we're tied at 24 apiece with just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter at Murdoch. Directing traffic is Delaney Witt as she brings it into forecourt. Sando feeds it into Eichhoff. She'll be tied up. We got a jump ball call. Possession arrow goes to Elwood Murdoch. Sando did a good job of getting the ball inside to Eichhoff, but when she made a move to the basket, two players reached in and tied her up for the jump ball. Here comes Elwood Murdoch on the dribble. Lainey Fromm works to the right side, goes to Backemeyer. Backemeyer at the free throw line. Left wing, ball tipped away, grabbed up. Delaney Witt has the steal, stolen right back by Backemeyer. Driving layup, Backemeyer missed it. Rebound, Olivia Eichhoff. Backemeyer had an uncontested lay-in, couldn't get it. Eichhoff, down court pass, throw back the other way. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt picks up her second personal, team foul number six on the Lady Irish. A minute 19 to play here now in the third quarter. All tied at 24 apiece here at Murdoch. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the action for you. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, for tonight's presentation of Sacred Heart Irish Basketball. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Elwood Murdoch with the ball. It's a tie ball game at 24 apiece. Right wing is Ella Zirrett. Finds Backemeyer. Here's a three from the left corner that's off, no good, tipped around. And with the rebound coming down to the basketball is Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff, with 59 seconds to play in the quarter, the score tied at 24 apiece, just slowing things down. Now, in the past, Elwood Murdoch has let the Irish girls just dribble this thing down to nothing. This time, they're going to go ahead and go with it, though. 45 seconds, Dacey Witt to Delaney Witt. Left side, Avery Sando. A lot of young girls handling the ball here. Avery Sando, Dacey Witt. Out of the top of the key, Eichhoff. They're running clock here on a weave at the top of the key. 30 seconds to go. Olivia Eichhoff picks up the dribble, needs help, goes to Delaney Witt, dangerously close to the midcourt line. Now to Daisy Witt, 22 seconds to play in the quarter. Tied at 24 apiece. Irish are going to play for one shot here. Avery Sando across court, Olivia Eichhoff. 12 seconds. Down to 10 seconds. Eichhoff between the rings. We're going to have a whistle and a foul call. Foul is going to be on Lainey Fromm, her third personal, team foul number 4. 9.5 seconds to play in the period. Here's Macy Keller back onto the floor. Gentry Lechtenberg back onto the floor. Irish may try and play for one underneath inside somewhere. 9.5 seconds to play. They'll inbound it near midcourt. On the side, it comes into Eichhoff. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Delaney Whip, they're going to have to move with it here. Time running down. 4 seconds, 3 seconds into the corner. Rodenberger inside. Keller shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. After three quarters, we're tied to 24 apiece. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we have 8 minutes left to play in regulation of this girls' varsity contest. The score all tied at 24 apiece, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights. Sacred Heart led after one quarter, 8-5. They trailed by 6 at halftime, 21-15. Opened the third quarter with a 7-0 run to take the lead. And now, after three quarters, we're all tied at 24 apiece with 8 minutes to play in regulation. Sacred Heart will have the opening possession of the fourth period. The inbound pass comes into Delaney Witt. Man-to-man pressuring defense now by Elmwood Murdoch. Olivia Eichhoff driving in for a layup, a whistle, and a foul. We're going to put Eichhoff to the line, I'm pretty sure, to shoot two here. The foul is going to be called on Ella Zurich. That's her fourth personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff. She has made 3 out of 6 at the line, has 7 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Well, Olivia made 1 out of her first 4. Since then, she's hit 3 in a row here in the second half. So she's now 4 out of 7 from the line. She has 8 points. Irish up by 1. Olivia Eichhoff ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She got them both. The senior with a pair of free throws, she's made 4 in a row. It's 26-24. Irish back up by 2. Tatum Backemeyer, their offensive leader, has the basketball on the left wing. He gets nervous anytime she's got the ball in her hand. Lainey Fromm works to the right side. Lob pass into traffic. There's Backemeyer, baseline left side. Gowdy shot off the glass, in and out of there, tipped around in the rebound to Wurtenberger. Great job by Jessica Wurtenberger to box out and come down with a defensive board. Wurtenberger to the right side, goes with a pass to Olivia Eichhoff. They set the offense. Eichhoff, spin move, in the paint, kicks it to Macy Keller in the corner right side. Back to Eichhoff again. Keller in the corner right side, top of the key. Delaney Witt doesn't want to take it. Had an open three, didn't take the look. Across it goes to Eichhoff once again. 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. 26-24, Irish up 5-2. Olivia Eichhoff goes to Wurtenberger. They run a weave at the top of the key. Wurtenberger comes to Delaney Witt with the pass. Backemeyer gives chase. Delaney Witt into the corner. Macy Keller right side. Back to Witt. Underneath they go to Eichhoff in traffic. Goes up with a shot. No, a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Eichhoff back to the line and shoot 2 once again. This foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Manns, her first, and that is team foul number 6. So the Irish will be in the 1-1 on the next one. Olivia Eichhoff shooting 2 shots. The first of two is on the way. It's up and good. Olivia Eichhoff has now hit five in a row from the free throw line, and she gives the Irish a three-point lead, 27-24. Olivia now 6 of 9 from the line. She has 10 points in double figures. Second free throw for the senior is on the way. It's up, and it is short. Off the front of the rim, couldn't hit that one. The Irish up by three now, 27-24. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. There's McNamara for a driving layup, blocked by Keller. Keller blocked that one cleanly and knocked it out of bounds. She came out of there smiling on that one. McNamara tried to shoot over the 6-foot Macy Keller, and Keller just swatted the basketball out of bounds. Kelvin Murdoch will have it on the baseline under their own backboard. Laney Fromm will inbound it to the corner on the left side. Fromm brings it to the top of the key to Gowdy. With it is Vogler. Right side, Backemeyer. Backemeyer across court. There's a three on the way. Left wing off. No good. Lechtenberg had the rebound. Macy Keller comes up with a loose basketball. Keller outlet pass to Wurtenberger. 3-point Irish lead, 27-24. Jessica Wurtenberger into forecourt. Works inside the paint. Bounce pass left side, Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg, top of the key, Delaney Witt. Irish could score this possession and get up a couple of possessions. They do a pretty good job of letting the air out of the ball. Lechtenberg with an open look from the right side. Couldn't get it. 12-foot jumper would not fall. 27-24. Rebound Backemeyer into forecourt. Laney Fromm with the ball. Fromm baseline in the corner. Goes to Gowdy. Gowdy can't get a look. High arching pass back up to Backemeyer. Off to the right wing. Now this is Vogler. Vogler dribbles between defenders into the corner. Left wing goes down underneath to Gowdy. Backemeyer again with the ball. Wurtenberger on her this time. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. 27-24. Irish up by three. With the ball is Backemeyer. Wurtenberger. Backemeyer tries to dribble to the baseline. Wurtenberger wouldn't let her have it. Ball is tipped loose. Grabbed up by Vogler at the top of the key. They get it back to Laney Fromm. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Pass underneath. Moving to the basket. Shot is up and going to look for a foul. The foul is going to be called on Gentry Lechtenberg, her fourth personal. The basket counts for Jordan Vogler, and she'll be at the line for the and one. Vogler is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She has 5 points. 27-26. Irish up by one. Vogler can tie it if she hits this free throw. Vogler's free throw is up, and it is good. She got it. A 3-point play the old-fashioned way by Jordan Vogler. We're tied at 27 all, 5 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the basketball game here at Murdoch. Olivia Eichhoff brings the ball into forecourt on the right side. Top of the key, Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg right back with it. Comes back again to Eichhoff. Eichhoff, jump shot in the paint. No, couldn't get it. A rebound. Pulled down underneath by Brooklyn Manns. And now a chance for Elmwood Murdoch to take the lead as they have possession of the basketball with 4:40 to go in the ballgame. Tied at 27 apiece. Top of the key, holding the ball is Vogler. Vogler gives to Fromm underneath. Driving lane up and good by Jordan Vogler. Vogler has all 8 of Elmwood Murdoch's second half points. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart, 29-27. Elmwood Murdoch up by 2. 4:23 to play in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Elmwood Murdoch Gymnasium here in Murdoch, Nebraska. The clock shows 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in this girls' varsity contest. Our score, Elmwood Murdoch 29, Sacred Heart 27, in what has been a seesaw contest, a number of lead changes. If you weren't tuned in earlier, the Irish were trailing by 6 at halftime, opened the third quarter with a 7-0 run to take a 1-point lead. Since that, it's been back and forth. 29-27, Elmwood Murdoch with the 2-point advantage. Sacred Heart will have the basketball when play is resumed. Inbounding the ball will be Delaney Witt. Eichhoff, Keller, Wurtenberger, and Lechtenberg. Those are the players on the floor for the Irish. Long pass to the near side, almost too tall for Lechtenberg. Goes back to Eichhoff with it on the right side. Again, a tall, hot pass there to Lechtenberg. Bounce pass, Wurtenberger in the corner. Skip pass across court, tipped away. Eichhoff had it. Now the loose basketball grabbed up by Delaney Witt. Nearly a turnover there. Left side, Lechtenberg into the corner. Delaney Witt for three. Got it! Delaney Witt hits the three from down in the corner. On the right side, and it's 30-29. Lady Irish back up by one on that three-pointer by Delaney Witt. Under 4 minutes to go now, 3:43 on the game clock here in the fourth quarter, 30-29, Lady Irish up by one. Kugler, ball tipped away, stolen by Lechtenberg, outlet pass to Wurtenberger. Irish with the basketball in the one-point lead, 3.5 minutes to go. Wurtenberger right side. Coach Luke Sano right in front of our broadcast table up, shouting instructions, talking to Olivia Eichhoff, directing traffic. Olivia holds the ball for a minute. Right in front of our table is Olivia Eichhoff with the basketball. Directing traffic with the left hand, dribbling with the right. Eichhoff works to the right wing. A cross-court pass near side, Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, spin move. Back up top, Wurtenberger has to chase it down. It's tipped, so she can go out in the backcourt and bring the ball back. Wurtenberger hands it to Eichhoff. 2 minutes, 57 seconds to go, less than 3 minutes. Irish sitting on a one-point lead and running clock here. So far, the Knights have been very patient. They haven't come out to try and foul. Clock down to 2:45. Sacred Heart's taking a full minute off the clock on this possession, just running a weave delay game. Again, Eichhoff at the top of the key. Elmer Burdock just letting him run clock. Irish with a one-point advantage and letting the air out of the ball. What a strategy here. Interesting basketball. We're down to 2:25 to go in the ball game. Eichhoff on the dribble. Hands it up to Delaney Witt this time. Backemeyer chases after Delaney Witt. She'll slap at her and get called for the foul. The foul's going to be on Tatum Backemeyer, her third personal. I believe that is number 7, so we're in the 1-1. Delaney Witt will be at the line. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Has 5 points in the ballgame. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go. Delaney Witt shooting 1-1. Shot is up. Got it. Delaney Witt is now 3 out of 3 from the line. She gives the Irish a 2-point lead at 31-29. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go. The 5'4 senior takes aim for her second shot. It's up and it's good. Also, she got them both. Delaney Witt with a pair of huge free throws. The lead is 3 for the Irish. 32-29 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ball game. With the basketball is Zirat on the right wing. They'll be trying to get it into the hands of Backemeyer. She's their big gun offensively. Zirat into the corner left side. That's Laney Fromm. Picked up her dribble and got her trapped. Now she got rid of the basketball to Vogler. Around the horn it comes. Backemeyer with the basketball, looking underneath. They go inside with it. Nope, nothing there. Back to the top of the key to Laney Fromm on the left elbow. 32-29, underneath, shot is up. No, blocked away by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg with a steal. Ball tipped out of her hands. Knocked out of bounds under there by Vogler. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Lechtenberg got the block and the steal. A minute 39 to go. Full court pressure now by Elwin Murdoch. Law pass. Comes into Eichhoff. Eichhoff starts up court. She's guarded by Gowdy. Gowdy chases her. Brooke Gowdy right after Eichhoff. Eichhoff gets the ball across the timeline. Gowdy slapping at her. Goes into the paint. An offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. Olivia Eichhoff got trapped. She gets called for an offensive foul. Coach Luke Sano expressing his displeasure on Olivia Eichhoff for first personal. Team foul number 8. Now we've got a timeout taking Elwood Murdoch with a minute 28 to go in the ballgame. 32-29. Lady Irish up by 3. Elwood Murdoch will have the basketball. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, that was a huge foul call just before the timeout. They called Olivia Eichhoff for an offensive foul when 3 players collapsed on her. and that gives the possession of the ball back to Elwood Murdoch with a minute 28 to play in the game, and the Irish up by 3, 32-29. Sacred Heart had the three-point lead and the basketball. Back to live action. Lady Knights with the ball in the corner. They'll want to go to Backemeyer. The Chiefs got the ball. Backemeyer on the right wing. Rundberger's not going to let her get an open look. Lady Fromm for three. Missed everything. Saved from going out of bounds. No, it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. So now the Irish have the ball back with a three-point lead and a minute and 12 seconds to go. Full court pressure being applied by Elwood Murdoch. Woodenberger to inbound it on the baseline under the Lady Knights basket. Gets it into Eichhoff. Eichhoff starts up court. Brooke Gowdy chases her. Eichhoff reverses her dribble and comes to the near side. Eichhoff gets the ball across the timeline. Gowdy chases her. They give the ball off on the right side to Delaney Wood, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Backemeyer. On Tatum, that's her fourth personal, and that's going to send the Delaney Wood to the free throw line. Delaney has hit. Let's see. She's made 6 out of 10 from the line tonight. She made 5 in a row before missing her last one. Here shooting 1-1. It's up and good. And suddenly, it's a two-possession game with 59 seconds to go. 33-29. Lady Irish up by 4. Delaney Witt at the line. Shot is up. She got them both. Delaney Witt hits a pair. And it's a 5-point lead. Here's a ball tipped away. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Delaney Witt, her third personal. Now, wait a minute. Now, Coach Paul Dwyer's up. He's wanting to shoot 1-1 here. Is it a foul or was the ball just tipped out of bounds? Coach Dwyer questioning the call, saying the ball was just tipped out of bounds and there wasn't a foul, apparently. Coach Paul Dwyer is unhappy. And we're going to walk to the other end and put Delaney Witt right back to the line where she just hit a pair. It's 34-29 with 56 seconds to go, a 5-point Irish lead, and Delaney Witt shooting 1-1. Coach Paul Dwyer still in the ear of our referee. Delaney Witt at the line. Shot is up. Good. She got it. She'll have another one. Delaney Witt shooting free throws here. I misspoke earlier. She's perfect from the line. Delaney Witt has hit 7 in a row, 5 here in the fourth quarter. This shot is up, and it's good. She hit a pair, and suddenly the Irish are up by 7 with 56 seconds to go as Coach Luke Sano tonight may be on the verge of his 400th win as the head coach for Sacred Heart. I haven't brought it up all night. I didn't want to jinx him here, but with 56 seconds to go and a 7-point lead, if the Irish can hold on, the roof doesn't cave in. We will have Coach Luke Sando celebrating his 400th win in under 17 seasons as the head man for Sacred Heart Lady Irish basketball, and that would be quite a feat. If that should occur, we will try to get Coach Sando to stop by and visit with us. A lot of wood to chop here yet, as my friend John Bishop often says during the Husker volleyball broadcast. It's 36-29, a 7-point Irish lead. The clock shows 56.3 seconds to go here. And Delaney Witt, what a free throw shooting job she's done. She's gone 6-for-6 here in the fourth quarter. You know, the Irish have only scored 3 points in this entire second half from the field, and that was a three-pointer by Delaney Witt. All the rest of their points in this second half, in this fourth quarter rather, have come at the free throw line. 56 seconds to play. A 7-point lead for the Irish. They need to get back here and play some defense now. No mistakes, no fouls. With the basketball, the Knights will have it. The inbound pass. Annie Backemeyer inbounds the ball. Into forecourt on the right side. Brooklyn Mann, stop at the key to Annie Backemeyer. Around the horn, Laney Fromm. They're wasting precious seconds without shooting the ball here. Driving in, driving layup, up short, up no good. Lichtenberg with a rebound. Lichtenberg has the basketball. Ball tipped away. Woodenberger comes up with it. They're all over Woodenberger. They foul and knock her to the floor. The clock is down to 35 seconds, and we're going to walk down and put Woodenberger at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Ella Zurich. That is her fifth personal. She will foul out of the ball game and finish with 3 points tonight. The clock is down to 35 seconds to go. Jessica Woodenberger will be at the free throw line. She has 10 points, all from the field, has not been to the line yet tonight. Woodenberger at the charity stripe, shooting two. The first one is up and good, and the free throws have made the difference down the stretch for the Lady Irish. 37-29, an 8-point lead. Jessica Wurtenberger, second free throw. It's up, and this one is off. Couldn't get that one to go. Quickly down court in a hurry with the ball comes Vogler. Vogler for three from the right side, in and out, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, in, won't go, but a whistle and a foul. We'll be shooting two free throws. The foul is going to be called on Gentry Lechtenberg. That is her fifth personal. She will foul out of the ball game. Gentry Lechtenberg fouls out. D.C. Witt will check in to replace her. 25 seconds to play at the free throw line. This one isn't over. Brooke Gowdy, she'll be shooting, I believe, two shots here. Two shots. First one is up and good. Gowdy will have a second shot. That makes it a 7-point Irish lead, 37-30. Still 25 seconds to go. That's a lot of time. Gowdy's second free throw is on the way. This one is good. Also, she got them both. It's a two-possession game. 37-31 with 25 seconds to go. Full court pressure. Inbound the passer. Ooh, taking a shot in the face here is Delaney Witt. They got the ball into Delaney. Well, let's see. Delaney Witt has made 8 for 8 from the line. Six of those coming here in the fourth quarter. She also had a tray in the fourth quarter. She has 9 points of her 11 in this fourth quarter. 24 seconds to go. Delaney Witt shooting two. Shot is up. You guessed it. It's good. Makes it 38-31. Back to a three-possession lead now. Delaney Witt, second free throw is up. And it's good. She hit them both. What a job at the line by Delaney Witt. 39-31. The lead is 8. 20 seconds to go. A long three off the rim. The ball tipped around. Macy Keller with the rebound. Keller comes down. She's grabbed immediately. And the foul will be on Jordan Vogler, her third. We'll walk to the Sacred Heart end and put Macy Keller at the free throw line with 15.9 seconds to go. Folks, it's looking more and more like Coach Luke Sano may be picking up his 400th win of his coaching career tonight here at Murdoch. At the free throw line, Macy Keller. Free throw is on the way. It's good. She got it. Macy Keller's now hit 2 out of 5 from the line, has 4 points. She'll have another shot coming here. A 9-point lead with 15 seconds to go. Macy Keller, ready for her second free throw, launches the shot, it's up and it is off the rim, ball is tipped around, rebound comes down to Elwood Murdoch, in a hurry, down court comes Lainey Fromm, across, here's a three from the left elbow, off, no good, Lainey Fromm with the rebound, ball tipped away out of bounds off the Irish, but we're down to 5 seconds, folks, the Irish are going to get the win tonight, 40-31 your score with 5 seconds to play, inbounding the pass on the baseline, Backemeyer. To the top of the key, Lainey Fromm, tipped away, stolen by Eichhoff, on the dribble, she'll dribble it out, and there's your ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish with the win, 40-31, your final score tonight. Sacred Heart with a 9-point win over the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, and coaching career win number 400 for Coach Luke Sando, his 400th win, and we look across the way, Roy! Across the way, all the 400 signs go up. The entire Sacred Heart crowd holding up signs and all say 400, 400 wins. And that is a win number 400 for Luke Sando, 40-31, your final score tonight, with the Sacred Heart Irish getting the win over the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with a post-game show and give you a rundown of the individual scoring after this 2-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Sacred Heart Irish basketball on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch's High School gym, where the Sacred Heart Lady Irish have just picked up a 40-31 win over the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, and for Coach Luke Sando, his 400th career coaching record as the head girls coach at Sacred Heart. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, Elmwood Murdoch, they were led by Tatum Backemeyer. She was the only Knight to finish in double figures. She had 11 points and got all 11 of those in the first half of the ballgame. Adding 8 points was Jordan Vogler. 4 points tonight for Brooke Gowdy, with 3 points each for Brooklyn Manns and Ella Zerat. And Lainey Fromm had 2 for their total of 31. From the free throw line, the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights went 4 out of 5 from the line. They only shot 5 free throws, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. What a difference. We'll add more about that in a minute. For the Sacred Heart Irish, leading the way tonight was Delaney Witt. Delaney finished the ball game with 13 points, including a perfect 10 for 10 from the free throw line for Delaney Witt. 8 of those coming in the fourth quarter when it really mattered. So Delaney Witt, the senior, doing her part to chip in for her coach's 400th win. Another senior, also in double figures, Jessica Wurtenberger. She had 11 in the ballgame. Olivia Eichhoff in double figures. She finished with 10. 4 points tonight for Macy Keller, and Gentry Lechtenberg chipped in 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 40. I mentioned a minute ago that Elmwood Murdoch went 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe. Unofficially, I have the Sacred Heart Irish making 19 of 28 from the charity stripe. And boy, I know if you're on this side of it, it makes you smile. The Elmwood Murdoch coaching staff have to be wondering about that disparity, with the Irish shooting 28 free throws, Elmwood Murdoch shooting 5. But there it is, 40-31, your final score. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish improved their record to 8-2 on the year. We're going to step aside for about 12 minutes here. We're going to try and get Coach Luke Sando to come up and visit with us ahead of the boys' varsity game coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we're going to take about a 12-minute break, go down and get some starting lineups. We'll be back with the boys' varsity game coming up in about, let's call it about 11 minutes, right here on KTNC.